The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
UMC Mortgage Company, Melville, New York, NMLS number 1330, NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
From the WAVAFM Passport Auto Group Studios, it's the Don Crow Show on 105.1 FM, WAVA.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Passport Auto Group Stores. Whether you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, I highly recommend that you go to PassportAuto.com and find Passport's nearest dealership to where you live. And what a great selection to choose from. BMW, Infiniti, Nissan, Toyota, Mazda, Mini. And right now, Passport also has over 1,000 certified pre-owned vehicles you may want to consider as well. Again, find your nearest dealership at the website PassportAuto.com. Hello there, folks, and welcome to another hour of the Don Crow Show. Monday through Friday, getting together, talking about things going on in the world. On a visit last week to Hong Kong, U.S. Envoy for Religious Freedom, Sam Brownback, said the Chinese government was, quoting, at war with faith and has been misguided in policies that were essentially breeding terrorism. Also in the news, a column headlined, How the NBA's Riff with China laid bare the cost of free speech. That and more last week as the Commerce Department placed sanctions on some 28 groups in China. Leaders now denied visas into the U.S. of those groups. But, of course, these are noted by, I think, Bob Fu, for one, as the most serious and comprehensive sanctions against that country since Tiananmen Square. Well, joining us to talk about all of this, Nathan Weininger, Director of Policy and Coalitions at 21 Wilberforce. Nathan, welcome, my friend.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
For people who might not have heard what has happened, explain why the NBA is trying to censor members of the organization who are Americans. What's going on there?
Well, last week, the Houston Rockets general manager, Daryl Morey, tweeted a simple statement, fight for freedom, stand with Hong Kong. And then it seemed like the gates of tyranny were unleashed upon him. The Chinese consulate in Houston attacked his statement, and the NBA demanded that he retract it as well. The NBA issued what I think is a rather pathetic apology with, in fact, two different translations, one going to the Chinese government that was even more obsequious, using language that the Chinese government expects companies to say, basically quoting Chinese communist propaganda back to it to feed to its population. The Chinese Communist Party then canceled various events and threatened to cancel the $1.5 billion contract the NBA has for distribution of NBA content. All this stems from protests going on in Hong Kong right now, protests being led in many cases by people of faith, people with strong religious convictions, who are seeing their rights as Hong Kongers diminished. In fact, religious freedom rights, as you know, are in the crosshairs of the Communist Party. And as we see more and more horrific news coming out, it's vitally important that people who are concerned about these rights abuses, including religious freedom and free speech, stand together against this oppression that the Chinese Communist Party is now exporting to our major league sporting events here in the U.S.
And as I understand it, I remember one occasion I saw in the news a week or two ago, there were many Christians singing hymns in the Hong Kong protests. So some of these are fellow believers.
That is correct. Many people in the Hong Kong protests are Christian believers, as well as a few other different types of believers from different faith backgrounds. But Christians are leading these protests. They're standing in solidarity with the rights that they have as Hong Kongers, that they've been guaranteed under the one country, two-party system that China agreed to when it took over Hong Kong. And those rights are being systematically stripped away. they don't have to look far to see what their religious freedom rights would be like if China were to continue to impose and violate the agreements that it has made. It only has to look to what's happening to the Tibetan Buddhists for years, the internment camps that Uyghur Muslims are facing, as well as the increasing surveillance of Christians in the Christian heartland of China. We're now, according to Bob Fu, who you just mentioned earlier of China Aid, facial recognition cameras and that technology that was first tried out on Uyghur Muslims is now being used in Christian churches to survey who is there and make sure that they have registered who is going to churches. The cameras aren't facing the pulpit. They're sitting on the pulpit facing the congregation.
Now, back to the NBA. Is the NBA unique in this regard regarding China, or have other companies run into the same problems or just caved in?
Sadly, there are many Western companies that have done things like the NBA, and American companies is perhaps the most tragic. They have been built in this country on the rights, freedom of speech rights, freedom of assembly rights. Those are all vitally important to American companies, but they've capitulated, and they're doing it in big and small ways. Everyone from Apple to American Airlines to the shoe company Vans, and it's amazing how incredibly petty the Chinese government can be. In the American Airlines case, the Civilian Aviation Authority required that American Airlines no longer list Taiwan as a country within its systems. And the Vans situation, truly horrific situation, they disallowed participants within a competition to design sneakers to participate who were from Hong Kong, and then put out a truly Orwellian statement that said they were open for all voices to be able to contribute to that competition. There are more dangerous examples as well. Apple removed an app from its store, which allowed protesters exercising their rights to free speech and assembly in Hong Kong to know where police were congregating. These are the same police that have been accused credibly by various people and various organizations of committing torture and various human rights abuses. And these people, the protesters, were able to, through this app in the Apple store, able to know where some of those forces were. Apple removed that app under pressure from the Chinese Communist Party. So we see capitulations right and left from American companies who have used our system and our rights and our constitution to grow and to practice their entrepreneurship. And then they capitulate when there is the first hint of the Chinese Communist Party not liking what they're saying or doing.
Well, what can the United States do in this regard to confront this kind of censorship with China? And also, and maybe more practically for listeners, what can listeners do to get involved?
Well, we are very grateful that the Trump administration has stepped up in some pretty serious ways. As you mentioned last week, the State Department placed visa restrictions for those coming to the U.S. When the U.S. says that religious freedom is a vital foreign policy goal of this country, we can see them taking actions on that. We see them taking actions because people that are responsible for detaining in concentration camps millions of Uyghur Muslims for nothing other than the fact that they are Muslim and that they are Uyghur, no crimes being accused, no evidence being presented, just illegally detaining them in concentration camps. The U.S. government has now sanctioned those people. They're not allowed to travel to the U.S. This is a very big deal because in elite Chinese society, sending your children to the U.S. is a mark for education, is a mark of status, and that becomes much more difficult when a particular individual is being sanctioned by a visa denial. We're also grateful that multiple companies, some of whom have ties to the U.S., some of whom have investments from U.S. firms that are invested in the types of technology that is meant to single out religious minorities for persecution, that some of those firms from China were also put on a list that no longer allows them to buy technology from American companies. This is vital. The tools and systems that we have built here in this country should not be used as tools of oppression. They should be used as tools of freedom. And we're grateful that the administration and the State Department has taken such a strong stance on this.
And I would say, Yes.
Regarding what listeners can do, one of the things that China uses to control information is their great firewall. So, ironically, no one in China could see the tweets coming from the NBA until China told them about it. Well, we have tools to get around those, but the U.S. government agency that's responsible for that has been really not engaged. And so we're very hopeful that the next leader of the U.S. Agency for Global Media will be able to actually make a difference on that. And people can call their senator and ask for him to be confirmed as soon as possible. We think that we need leadership there. We at least need to have a vote to take place so that his recommendation from the administration for that position can be fully considered by the U.S. Senate.
Excellent. A lot of good information. We'll encourage folks to follow up at your website. Thank you, Nathan. Good to talk with you.
Thank you so much.
Again, Nathan Weiniger, Director of Policy and Coalitions at 21 Wilberforce, and that's their website, 21wilberforce.org. 21wilberforce.org.
Oh, yes, yes, yes!
Oh, where have you been? If you snore, the first time you use Mute can be quite an experience.
I can breathe! I can breathe!
Snoring can happen when your nose is blocked, forcing you to breathe through your mouth. Mute is a comfortable nasal breathing device designed to increase airflow through the nose by gently opening the airways. Thanks to Mute, you get all the air you need through your nose and not your mouth, which means less snoring and more chance of sleep.
Oh, that's the best night I've had in years.
In trials, 75% of couples reported a reduction in snoring when using Mute. Available at Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid and other fine stores. To find your local store or for more information, go to mutesnoring.com. Mute. Breathe more, snore less, sleep better.
Google is great at helping you make great decisions, but God is greater. This is Steve Reynolds, pastor of Capital Baptist Church in Annandale, Virginia. And I want to invite you to my new teaching series called How to Make Great Decisions. How many times have you said to others and yourself, "I just don't know what to do"? Let's face it, we all struggle at times with decision making. The How to Make Great Decisions teaching series will help you find divine direction and overcome the stress of decision making. It will show you God's way to make great decisions that lead to increased joy and a brighter future. The How to Make Great Decisions series begins this Sunday, October 20th, and you can attend at 8:15, 9:30, or 11 a.m. Capital Baptist Church is conveniently located right off the Beltway in Northern Virginia. For more information, go to welovechurch.org. That's welovechurch.org.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going to stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting RADIO to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text RADIO to 350-350. That's RADIO to 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Hi, I'm Todd Nettleton, and this is the Voice of the Martyrs Radio. In June of this year, Eritrean believer Almaz was worshiping in a secret underground church when suddenly police began streaming into the building. 45 believers were arrested, including children, pregnant women, and the elderly. They're now being held in the city of Agordat, a notoriously hot part of the country where temperatures average well over 90 degrees year-round. The government of Eritrea has recently increased pressure on Christians in the country. Pray for the health of the arrested believers as they wait to hear what will happen next. Pray, too, that they'll have faith in God's sovereign control during this unsettling time.
I will not let my brothers and sisters suffer in silence, nor will I let them serve alone. To join me in prayer for persecuted Christians, go to vomradio.net.
Hey, folks, I want to give you an update on where we are in our campaign. As, well, let's see, it's the 17th a little over halfway through the month, but doing extreme. In fact, we're keeping pace at about 56.4% of our goal with the Bible League, our goal being nearly 7,000 copies of God's Word. And all of this being driven by the theme, I love the theme of this campaign, Stand With Them, Bibles for the Persecuted Church. If you've ever been under any kind of adversity, I'm sure, and all of us have, I'm sure you have your own stories to tell, but think of how rich the blessing of God's Word has been to you to comfort and strengthen and guide you during those tough times. Well, that's really what we're asking you to do for our brothers and sisters around the world. 6,720 copies of God's Word is what we're needing for our threshold goal. And you've provided 3,792 of those Bibles, leaving us 2,928 more Bibles to go. And remember, I want to keep reminding you that right now, until we hear otherwise, your gifts are being doubled at the national level by the Bible League. So any gift you give is being doubled. Carol in Upper Marlboro, $50 gift, that's 10 Bibles, but it's doubled to $100 gift or 20 Bibles. Matthew, thank you, my friend, for a $125 gift from Annandale, Virginia, 25 Bibles, again doubled to a $250 gift or 50 Bibles. And Rodney in Wheaton, Maryland, $100 gift, 20 Bibles times 2 means $200 gift and 40 Bibles. So just those three gifts gave us, what, 110 Bibles because of the doubling effect. So anything you can give anytime is always good, if it's $5 or $50 or $100 or whatever. And the operative figure, obviously, is $5 buys a Bible, $10 buys two Bibles, $100 buys 20, and so forth. But thank you so much as we go back to the campaign for doing something right now.
The following program is sponsored by the Bible League International.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by A-Action Home Services.
Need an electrician, plumber, or furnace expert? Call the experts at aactionhomeservices.com, 703-922-1900. That's 703-922-1900.
We all know these words, or many of you do at least, Hebrews 4. 12 and 13, the Word of God is alive and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. It cuts all the way through to where soul and spirit meet, to where joints and marrow come together. It judges the desires and thoughts of the heart, and there is nothing that can be hid from God. Everything in all of creation is exposed and lies open before His eyes. And it is to Him that we must all give an account of ourselves. The Word of God, I've said it often, and I believe it with all my heart, it is the most powerful force in the world. Powerful, more powerful than any nuclear weapon, powerful than any nation of the earth, the Word of God stands forever as the greatest force for good and righteousness and change in the world, and it's been proving that for 2,000 years. If you are a follower of Jesus, and really a sincere and true follower of the Lord, your changed life is a very walking proof of the power of God's Word to change lives. And if He can change your life and my life, He can change others as well, as He does. For example, a man in Albania who experienced the power of God changing him through the power of the Bible, the Word.
One of my favorite examples is an old man from Albania. His original name is Islam Dengu, raised as a Muslim. He's 80 years old, from Tirana. He's in the capital of Albania. And he went through Project Philip and became a Christian. But he originally is from a village that is a rural village, somewhere in the mountains, far away. God put on his heart to reach his village of origin because they are all Muslims and they haven't heard of the gospel before, ever. So this old man went to his village, brought his Project Philip materials there and started the Bible study. And so I see still those rugged faces of those people that are farming in hard circumstances in the mountains, in that old house where they had a meeting, and they were very interested. And it's like children in the Sunday school, because it's very simple lessons about creation, and they were asking almost childish questions about that because they didn't hear anything about it before, so everything is new to them. But this man is going there every week, this old man. He changed his name from Islam to Christian, so his name is now Christian Dengu. And I think it's very powerful that such an old man is so impacted by the gospel that he wants to go back to his village and tell the people there before it's too late, because they also those people are getting older and older without hearing the gospel, and that's what he had on his heart.
What an incredible story. An old man, formerly a Muslim, finds the Lord, takes his Bible, heads into the hills, the mountains, among the poorest of the poor, and ministers the life of Jesus Christ to them, and changes his name to reflect the change of nature that God gave him through the power of the Bible. Of course, that's one of many stories the Bible League has for us as we share together in this kind of ministry, this kind of adventure, if you will, which is why we're encouraging you to be part of our Bible League campaign. We've seen some good progress, but my goodness, we do have a way to go. I thank you for those who've been calling and have made your gifts. Scott in Fredericksburg, $50. Timothy in Haymarket, $100. She Love in Montgomery Village, $20. Mr. and Mrs. Michael, first name only, in Charlestown, West Virginia, $50. Those are some of the most recent gifts. And as I said at the outset of the first hour, as of this moment, we still have matching funds available at the national level by the Bible League when you call 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673, or go online to WAVA.com. More to the point, however, is the incredible power of God's Word and the hunger for His Word that we heard reflected in this in the last story. Imagine an old man in his elder years, when he might have been tempted to just sit on the porch and read his Bible for himself, he gets up and goes into the mountains and shares the good news with others because the hunger. And did you hear that as well? A fellow telling the story said, it's like a bunch of children in a Sunday school class in that they're asking the most basic questions and learning the most basic truth. And as he said that, I thought again, how blessed we are in this country. How blessed we are to really have so much knowledge at our fingertips, and yet I guess a fair question would be, what are we doing with it? Well, here's a chance for us to do something with it. In fact, Olga is also from Armenia. She is. She's from Armenia. The Islam Now Christian brother is from Albania, but Olga's from Armenia.
Such a privilege and honor to know the Lord, and the Lord have chosen us to have time and to serve and to work with. And with our personal life, we know how Bible value to us, because that's how we grow, because that's our spiritual food. And so therefore, I encouraging to the lot of American people that need to look into this field, because the Bible is very central to our life, to the Christian life, especially the young believer. Without a Bible, like without food.
That's powerful. Without a Bible, without food. Without a Bible, without food. And Jesus himself said it time after time, man shall not live by food alone. Man shall not live by bread alone, but what? By every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. He drew his strength, his sustenance, and his nourishment out of the same word of God that you and I are encouraged to do so. And I know many of you do. You feed on the word of God on a regular basis. I've often asked in these campaigns, what can you imagine? Can you just try to imagine in your mind what it would be like if you never had a Bible? I mean, you'd heard about one, you'd even heard about Jesus, and maybe someone even led you to faith, but you have no copy of the scripture to go back and grow in your faith and study and research and read and be nourished. Can't imagine that. But for millions of Christians, not only non-believers who want to come to faith, who are hungry for the truth, but there are millions of Christians, folks, who don't have a copy of the Bible. I think that's a travesty. I think that's something that you and I cannot find an excuse for. We really, when we stand before the Lord, I don't believe we can find an excuse and say, well, yeah, I heard them talking about it on the radio, but I got to be honest, I didn't do much about it. And look, your $5 may be much. Your $50 may be much. I'm not minimizing whatever gift you give. But I don't think that most of us as believers here in America can exempt ourselves from the cry of our brothers and sisters and other heart-hungry people around the world for just one copy of the Word of God. Our goal is to be able to send nearly 7,000 copies of God's Word to as many people as we can, and we don't have to do it the hard way. We don't have to go and carry those Bibles ourselves. We simply take them, we give them, to the Bible League through our funds, through our resources. The Bible League gets them printed in the proper language. I mean, look at the list. Someone was asking me about some of the languages and countries we send to, we being the Bible League. I mean, the Philippines, Thailand, Bangladesh, India, Albania, Armenia, Middle East countries, Egypt in the Middle East in specific, Ethiopia, Kenya, Mexico, Indonesia, Jordan, Syria, China. And again, the list goes on and on of nations that are being ministered to through the Bible League and by the power of the Word of God. But they can only do it because we are partnering with them and saying, hey, we'll do the easy part. We'll pick that phone up. We'll call and give a $1,000 gift. We'll call and give a $10 gift. We'll call and give a $50 gift. And they will take it from there, as the saying goes. They'll have it translated into the proper language or dialect for the people to whom the Bible's being sent. So we're not just sending out English Bibles. That would be pretty useless in many countries of the world. We know that. So if you can see it that way, that you are helping really with the easy part of the ministry, and that is picking a phone up and making a phone call, would you do it right now? 800-YES-WORD. 800-937-9673. $5 buys one Bible, 50 buys 10, 100 buys 20, and a doubling effect still in effect as of right now. And the Bible League has not told us otherwise. There's still a matching fund at the national level, doubling your gift again. 800-937-9673. 800-937-9673. Online at WAVA.com.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road-tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through October 31st. Come in today and enjoy a credit of up to $1,500 towards your first two payments through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit towards your first 2 months' payment and certified pre-owned warranties.
Are you looking to downsize your estate? Are you feeling a little overwhelmed with how much there is to do? I'm Christy Moore, founder of Local Expert Realty. Our proven easy downsizing program includes a done-for-you system to inexpensively refresh your property for top dollar and a move-out guarantee. Don't worry about owning two homes or worse, none at all. If you want to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. I will sell your house in 58 days or I'll buy it. Call now at 866-404-5858. 404-5858.
Certain conditions or exceptions may apply.
Listen to what another listener had to say about us.
Because she sold our first property, and the first person who walked in the house.
Within a week.
Yeah, they bought the house, yeah, and that was the best thing ever. And Christy did. Loved that house. The time she walked in, she knew. She knows her stuff.
If you want to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. 866-404-5858.
This is Albert Moeller for townhall.com.
CNN's recent Equality Town Hall was an earthquake morally, politically, and culturally. In case you missed it, when Beto O'Rourke was asked if he would strip the tax exemption from religious organizations that hold what he considers to be the wrong view of marriage, he responded with an unequivocal and unconditional yes. Shortly after that, Beto O'Rourke then tweeted his own statement, making clear he was proud of it. Some on the left were extremely troubled, not because they disagreed with him, but because he let the cat out of the bag. Michael McGuff, senior editorial writer for the Los Angeles Times, ran a piece with the headline, Beto O'Rourke's church tax idea plays into conservative paranoia about same-sex marriage. Conservative paranoia? Conservative evangelicals are now called paranoid for listening to the words actually spoken by those who are running for president and being concerned about those words. That's not paranoia. That's called reality.
Publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu.
If you've even thought about replacing your heating and AC system, now is the time. A-Action is offering our lowest prices of the year. Why? Because this is our slowest time of year. We have to keep our techs busy. That's why we're offering special pricing with zero interest. These are high-efficiency systems with great warranties. Call today to get your free estimate. 703-922-1900. 703-922-1900.
We have delays on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway northbound between NASA Goddard and 197. 270 northbound heavy between 370 and Middlebrook Road, and then again from Father Hurley Boulevard to the lane drop north of 121. 66 westbound, delays are between the Beltway and Virginia 123 and from Spout Run Parkway to Glebe Road. Eastbound on 66, it's slow between Dulles Connector Road and Sycamore Street. This report is sponsored by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on candidates qualified in an online dashboard. Get started at Indeed.com/hire. That's your traffic up to the minute on WAVA.
Turning out mainly clear tonight, breezy and chilly, low 42 to 47. Tomorrow, still breezy in the morning, otherwise mostly sunny, high 63. Mostly clear and chilly tomorrow night, low 43 in the district, 30s outside the Beltway, where there could be some frost. Saturday, mostly sunny with a pleasant afternoon, high 66. With the AccuWeather forecast, this is meteorologist Bob Larson.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Local Expert Realty, where Realtor Christy Moore promises she'll sell your home in 58 days or she'll buy it. And here's her phone number, 866-404-5858. That's 866-404-5858. Or just go to soldin58.com on the web. That's soldin and the numbers 58.com. Hey, folks, what do you say? Let's stand with them. Bibles for the Persecuted Church. I'm excited every time we get the chance to work with this great ministry. Our campaign is Stand With Them, Bibles for the Persecuted Church. And having been with the Bible League in some of the areas of ministry around the world where they work, I can tell you it's a memorable experience that really you never quite come home the same. When you realize the tremendous hunger for the Word of God. I grew up in this country, as many of you did. Others of you, you have a different frame of reference. You could speak probably more accurately to this than I because you've lived in some of these other countries, maybe even grown up there. But I'll tell you, for us in America, the luxury is profound in terms of all the things that we have at our fingertips, not the least of which the Word of God. And we can have, as I've often said, as many copies of God's Word as we want. We can have them at very reasonable prices. We can have them in all kinds of formats. I mean, many of you now, in fact, some pastors wonder when their congregants are looking at their cell phone, are they really following me in the scriptures or are they checking their email? Well, heaven will know one day what we were up to in that regard. But you get my point. We can carry the entire Word of God on a cell phone. And it's just amazing. And yet we have brothers and sisters who are desperate for one copy of God's Word. They don't care what format. I mean, to them, a cell phone with the Bible would blow their minds. They would just like a copy, a hard copy, as we say, that they can hold in their hands. And in fact, we've heard of stories through the years when they have literally wept with joy when they were given their first copy of the Bible. And I believe that ought to make us feel just a bit guilty in the good sense of the word that we have so much. At least we ought to be motivated to say, hey, I can do something about that. $5 buys one Bible with the Bible League. $50. Think about $50. Think through what you've recently spent. What did you spend $50 on? Or maybe even $100. Do you realize $50 would buy 10 Bibles, $100 would buy 20, but you need to remember that right now your gifts are being doubled by the Bible League. So that's why I'm encouraging you to quickly get online or get on the phone and call and make your gift. The need is profound. 800-YES-WORD is the number. 800-937-9673. It's as simple as that. 800-937-9673. And you can remember easily it's 800-YES-WORD. So you got it. 800-937-9673. And of course, as always, when you go to our website, wava.com, you'll see the Bible League banner. You can click on that. You'll see the theme there as well. Stand with them. Bibles for the Persecuted Church. And having, as I said, traveled with the Bible League, but also through the years traveling in other parts of the world as well, in my own private ministry, I have met with some of these pastors, and I have realized the hunger for the Word of God that they have. And so many of them don't have even one copy as a pastor. They have to, in some cases, actually borrow a Bible to preach their sermon or to prepare it. We've heard of those stories. And I've met some of those people in years past. I think one of those was on our trip with the Bible League to Cambodia. Also, we were in Senegal on a Bible League trip. And I can remember these pastors saying, we need God's Word. We need Bibles. I remember there was one. Well, I'm going to take a break, come back, tell you a story that comes to mind. It was out of Cambodia, that remarkable trip we took, I think, back in 2003. I want you to hear the power of the Word of God and how desperate it is that you and I pick that phone up and make that call. $50 buys 10 Bibles, $100 buys 20. Every dollar being doubled right now when you call 1-800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. Online at WAVA.com. And our goal is a very modest goal, a little under 7,000 Bibles. We've done it before, and I know we're going to do it again. What do you say?
Google is great at helping you make great decisions, but God is greater. This is Steve Reynolds, pastor of Capital Baptist Church in Annandale, Virginia. And I want to invite you to my new teaching series called How to Make Great Decisions. How many times have you said to others and yourself, I just don't know what to do? Let's face it, we all struggle at times with decision making. The How to Make Great Decisions teaching series will help you find divine direction and overcome the stress of decision-making. It will show you God's way to make great decisions that lead to increased joy and a brighter future. The How to Make Great Decisions series begins this Sunday, October 20th, and you can attend at 8:15, 9:30, or 11 a.m. Capital Baptist Church is conveniently located right off the Beltway in Northern Virginia. For more information, go to welovechurch.org. That's welovechurch.org.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Stocks finished slightly higher today. The Dow Industrials rose 23 points. The NASDAQ Composite gained 32. And the S&P 500 edged up 8. A notable decliner, IBM. Big Blue late yesterday reported third quarter revenue of $18.03 billion, which was well shy of analyst estimates and marked a fifth straight quarter of declining revenue. Growth in the company's cloud business has not been able to make up for falling sales in the tech giant's services and hardware businesses. IBM shares today slid 5.5%. Mattel and Walmart are trying out interactive videos to sell toys ranging from Barbie to Castle based on the forthcoming movie Frozen 2. Both companies are leasing floors in a new virtual store called Kid HQ, which allows users to browse toys and merchandise in videos with various choose-your-own-adventure formats. In Walmart's Toy Lab, for example, users can examine, test, and watch child actors play with 40 different toys, including a transforming Batmobile and a Star Wars lightsaber. That's Your Money Now.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through October 31st. Come in today and enjoy a credit of up to $1,500 towards your first two payments through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit towards your first 2 months payment and certified pre-owned warranties.
Nobody wakes up and says, today is the day that I get to look into whether refinancing my mortgage would be smart. The perception of refinancing is that it's often as smooth as shaving with a cheese grater, which we're guessing is not smooth. But our Faith and Family Mortgage team would ask you to consider two things. One, rates have gotten awesomely lower as of late. And while we normally don't talk about rates going up and down, because we try to just be here when the time is right for you, if you've been thinking about trying to lower your monthly payment a bit before Christmas, or if you've been thinking about cashing out a chunk of equity, now would be a time to at least think about it. Secondly, times have changed. We don't have a fancy app, but we do have a team specifically committed to WAVA. And if refinancing is right for you, we're going to do all the work so that you don't have to worry about the stress. We are United Faith Mortgage.
We pay your appraisal fees, up to $500. That's out-of-pocket money you'd have to pay before closing.
UMC Mortgage Company, Melville, New York, NMLS number 1330, NMLSConsumerAccess.org. In refinance, total financing charges may be higher over life of loan.
Hello, I'm Alistair Begg. Are you ready to deepen your faith on a spectacular week-long Alaska cruise? We will have our hearts prepared with worship led by Grammy Award-winning Laura Story, and I'll be opening up the scriptures so that we allow scripture to steer our lives as we explore God's eternal truths together. So join me next summer for an unforgettable 7 days of cruising.
Learn more at WAVA.com. Keyword, Alaska.
Stand with them. Bibles for the Persecuted Church. No, we talk a lot, and rightly so, have since almost the outset of this program, about the persecuted church, suffering believers all over the world. It's an honor to even be a small voice on their behalf, and many of you I know agree you are of the same mind. You care about the suffering church. It's a call to come alongside the suffering church and say, hey, we have not forgotten you. You're not off the radar for us. In fact, I've often said it's not them and us. There's no such thing in the church, in the body of Christ, as them and us. It's us. It's us. That's why Paul said, if one member of the body weeps with sorrow and brokenness and pain, I weep with them. If they rejoice, I rejoice with them. We are interconnected inseparably as Christ intended. There's only one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father over and in and through us all. We are one church. Part of the church is free, although, as we've been talking on this show, our freedoms are in danger of being abridged, and in fact, in some cases, already have. But in other parts of the world, we are living in luxury in terms of freedom compared to those brothers and sisters. And invariably, when I've met any of the persecuted church, they don't ask for anything other than, they don't ask for money, they don't ask for food even, they say, we need Bibles. Can you get us some Bibles? And I referenced a moment ago our trip to Cambodia back in, I believe it was 2003, and we met with those brothers and sisters there. In fact, I think the Bible League director for Cambodia is still the same brother who is a former Buddhist monk, and we got to meet with him, fellowship with him, and talk with him and others while we were there. But we also met a man who was a fairly recent convert from Buddhism to the Christian faith. He was now a pastor of about 3 years of experience. As I recall, and I don't have all the details of the story as well as some of the other travelers. I know Scott Wilder and some of these other guys would tell you in detail. But I remember this pastor telling us his story as we gathered with him and his family and his 86-year-old father, and his wife was there, his daughter was there, and others of their local congregation. He had turned his house into a church. But the story behind it was that he, in fact, by trade, was a veterinarian. And also, as a businessman in the village, he was also the Buddhist chief, if you will, or the Buddhist key leader. And as he traveled around with his veterinary work, there was a pastor whose animals he was servicing who began sharing Christ with him and did so on a regular basis every time the veterinarian would show up to take care of the animals. But it took him quite a while to even consider the faith. But once he did, he gave his heart to Christ. But for a full year, he never told anyone, not even his wife or family. And because the repercussions, he had to deal with those as well. In fact, long story short, when he finally did tell his wife, and his, in fact, one of the daughters had been assigned to the Buddhist temple to serve in the temple, he went and got her out of the temple after he became a Christian. His wife ultimately became a Christian. In fact, she had just returned from Bible school, as I recall, to train and help work in the ministry with him. But initially, his wife, of course, was aghast that he became a believer. She was absolutely disheartened and angry. She said, "Now you have ruined our family. No one will ever want to marry our daughters from this village. You've consigned us to being ostracized." But again, she finally came to faith. As I say, she was there that day. And even his 86-year-old father had come to faith through his witness. And that's not the end of the story by any means. In 3 years, he had already planted 3 churches. In 3 years, as a pastor, he had planted 3 groups of believers, about 50 of them each. And you know what he said to us? "I need Bibles. I need at least 150 Bibles right now, if not more, for each of these new congregations." Folks, that's the kind of fellow believer you and I are coming alongside of when we step into this ministry with the Bible League and say, "Hey, I can do that." Think about that. I can provide 50 Bibles. I can provide 100 Bibles. I can provide 20 Bibles. And with the doubling effect that we've got going on right now, twice over, it's easy to do it. So what I'm saying to you is I really want you to understand that this is not abstract. It's real people. As a matter of fact, very real people who are paying a high price for just getting out and sharing the faith. And we're going to share that in a moment as well with one of the audio clips that Bible League's provided us. But I want you to realize that what you're doing, what I'm asking you and encouraging you to do, is really, truly grassroots kingdom work. And your gifts of Bibles are life-changing for these people. These pastors, more than one has said, "I just need some Bibles. Give me some Bibles. Give me as many as you can." And of course, sometimes that's not even possible to give them all they could use, but give us something to work with. So as we go to the break, would you go to the phone? 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. 800-937-9673. Again, 800-937-9673. And of course, go to our website. There's a banner there. Stand with the Bibles for the Persecuted Church. Make your gift there at WAVA.com.
This is another Ministry Minute with Dr. Derek Greer.
It can seem vain to focus just on yourself and what you look like, but today, that's exactly what I want you to do. Don't worry, it's not about taking a selfie or anything like that. Instead, I want you to think about seeing yourself through God's lens. When you look in the mirror, do you see failure and insecurity, or maybe, you know, you're a believer struggling with doubt? Do you think of yourself as someone unworthy to love? If you do, here's the good news. There's a big difference between what you see and what God sees. You see, in Hebrews 8 and 12, God says, "For I will be merciful to your unrighteousness, and your sins and lawless deeds I will remember no more." In you, God sees someone absolutely special to him, someone who's full of purpose, loved unconditionally, totally forgiven, and created in his image. You may not see yourself differently overnight, but if you make the choice to begin to agree with God's word and the way he sees you, watch how that transforms your lens. Join me at Grace Church this weekend, and as always, live big.
Don't you love that feeling when you've just nailed your look? When someone you barely even know comes up to you and says, "Oh, I love that outfit. Where did you get it?" That's how it feels to use Stitch Fix. They're a personal styling service. Tell them what you love and and they send great clothes for you to try on at home. Stitch Fix is simple. Sign up in just a few minutes. Tell them about the brands you love and the looks that make you feel great. Stitch Fix is convenient. Get everything delivered right to you, so you can try on new styles in the comfort of your own home. Stitch Fix is on your terms and priced to fit your budget. There's no subscription required, ever. Keep what you want and send back anything you don't. So, isn't it time you started nailing your look? Get started today at StitchFix.com. Stitch Fix, personal styling for women, men, and kids. Stitch Fix, personal styling for everybody.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road-tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through October 31st. Come in today and enjoy a credit of up to $1,500 towards your first two payments through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit towards your first 2 months' payment and certified pre-owned warranties.
Hello, I'm Bishop Harry Jackson, pastor of Hope Christian Church. Tune in to the Hope Connection every weekday at 2 p.m. right here on 105.1 FM WAVA. And join us at Hope Christian Church in Beltsville, Maryland, Sundays at 9 or 11:30 a.m. Learn more at thehopeconnection.org. May the Lord Jesus bless you. And remember, we're saving a seat just for you.
Coming up on Adventures in Odyssey.
While she sits with a master, I slave here in the kitchen.
Things are pretty hectic at Miriam and Marta's house.
Ah, my house is in ruins.
Jesus has come for a visit.
I actually spent the day with Jesus.
It's a life and death struggle.
If we don't stop him, then the Romans will.
This is for God's glory.
Next time on Adventures in Odyssey.
Thursday at 8 p.m. on WAVA.
Drain cleaning, garbage disposals, water heaters, all plumbing repairs. That's aactionhomeservices.com, 703-922-1900.
At the heart of the gospel is, does a man want to be forgiven? Because people want to get rid of their sins, but they don't know how.
Dr. Tony Evans says delivering the instructions is up to us.
We are God's spiritual male men and women to deliver the message of forgiveness and retention.
A look at what the message of salvation means this week on The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans.
Weekdays at 3 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. on WAVA.
Stand with them. Bibles for the Persecuted Church. That's the call, and that's the campaign we are in for this month of October. 1-800-YES-WORD, 1-800-937-9673. Now, a lot of you know how long these trips can be when you go to other parts of the world. In fact, in November, I'll be leaving for a week in the middle of November to go once again to Tanzania on the east coast of Africa. And I got to tell you, in all, it's about a 25-hour trip one way by the time you get there and do the ground transportation and all. But whenever I think of, boy, this is tiring, and I'm not 35 anymore, I'm reminded of a story such as this one that the Bible League has shared with us of a Pastor Romeo in the Philippines.
Now, there are islands that you have to fly 2 hours by plane from Manila, and you have to travel 6 hours by boat. Now they have Bibles now, because one of the impact of the Project Philip program is among the mountains, what we call the Sierra Madre. You know, two pastors deep from the mountain. They had to rise up 3 a.m. and walk for 2 hours. And after that, they have to ride a banca across the river, along the river. But their banca is only a floating log of a coconut trunk. And they have to do that for an hour and then walk again for 3 hours just to get hold of those precious Bibles. And when they have those copies, they will return in the same way again to bring those Bibles to people whom they are ministering.
I'm tired just listening to this dear man, right? I mean, they are making any effort they can. It doesn't matter. Distance, time, health, safety, they are desperate for copies of the Word of God. And all you and I all you and I have to do is pick the phone up. But the point is, compared to what this dear brother does on a regular basis, not once a year, I'm sure, but time and again, just to get a few Bibles for the people that he ministers to as pastor. I'm just trying to put in perspective how important your gifts are when you make that call to 1-800-YES-WORD. $5 for one Bible, $50 for 10, $100 for 20, $500, whatever you can give. And remember, every single dollar right now being given is being doubled by the Bible League. 800-937-9673, 800-937-9673. Online at WAVA.com. That's it for this hour.
Imagine sharing a prayer request from your phone and seeing as those around the world take your request before God. Receive prayer. Pray for others at praywithme.com.
Everyone deserves a good story. That's why Family Fiction is devoted to compiling and celebrating Christian stories of all kinds with a newsletter, digital magazine, and updates. Find it all at familyfiction.com.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA-FM, and HD1 Arlington. Life changing.